My name is Uli. I'm working in Tamarai. Tamarai is a cultural center where we try to make a bridge between the Western culture and the villages in Auroville. This project started, I think it was about 1.5 years ago. And yeah, I also have to mention, I mean, how it started. It was a kind of miracle. It came out that we in the adventure community, I lived in that time in adventure, we were so disappointed with our interactions with the men and the older people in the village that we had the feeling of what we don't know anymore what to do. And then came this idea, we make cultural project, we make contact to the women and to the youth and to the children, and this is also for the future, that maybe now it's stuck somehow and we don't know what to do, but look in the future that we have hope and trust that in the future something can change and how we can access it. And then, yeah, it was just the idea. It came in adventure. Cassie and Bridget, they were both also adventure community members. And then it came somehow that one another woman, a friend, she said, oh, I know a house and I know the owner, and this is a nice house. And it was a ruin. It was not used since 20 years, but a very rich family lived there. It was a nice, very beautiful, big, traditional house. And then there came Helga Breuninger. She is the head of the Breuninger Foundation, and she is engaged in several projects and in Auroville and try to, with her money, to move something and support good ideas and so on. And she immediately said, okay, I pay the money for the renovation. I don't know, I mean, it was a lot of lux. And she paid the money for, I think, for a few years for the rent from that place. They have renovated for 1/2 year. And now it's a very beautiful place. And the money is really running. There's no any money from Auroville. No any Auroville don't give any donation to anybody who is working there. It's everything is on donation base from outside. And yeah, it's a very nice work. We try to make contact to the influence the children. And we offer several programs. Today, as an example, there's a women program where we guide women from the village through Auroville. We show them the visitor center and we show movies about Auroville and Aurobindo. And they are very interested, and we are really surprised how less they know about Auroville, even if they are living in Auroville. So this is a very open space, and yeah, our focus is really to communicate or to influence the women and the children, because we think this, with the men, we had already very bad experience in the past. I mean, not we actually in Tamarai, but I lived before in a community near Adi and Chavadi, and we had a lot of interaction and we had agreements, and it was very difficult. We were quite disappointed. So we thought this is a new approach also to make bridges and friendship with the villages through the children and the women. So, and we offer a night school from 5:30 to 7:30, where children in different ages, they can come and make their homework. So we provide a quiet place. I mean, they are sometimes living with many people in one room, so that they have a space where they can be concentrated and on their homework. And if they have no homework or they are finished with homework, we offer also other activities for them, like painting or clay work or English classes. And we have also many volunteers from the village, and they love this project, young men mostly. And they also offer dance classes, and in the morning there's yoga and karate. And we offer that space also for meetings, for several meetings. There's a youth group, they meet on the roof sometimes. And we make children days one time in a month, and we do some activities with the children. We go to the beach, or we go to the botanical garden, and several, I mean, sometimes also, was, last time it was a game evening, we offered different games, and so we have very good feedback with that. Ah, and one very nice project, I mean, Diego and Anna, they are really nice people, they bring very nice energy to the project, they are very much engaged, and they have started Children's Land. They got a piece of land, what was not used, and the children, they cleaned it up, and now they plant their things, and they meet one time in a week, and the children love that project. And it's a project that goes all around the world. They brought it from Brazil, I think. So yeah, the feedback, I mean, one feedback, also one guy, he said, out of the village, he said, now the children, they are happy. They are laughing a lot, and they are not so much hanging out on the street. They are coming to Tamarai. So, and I think this is fantastic, and we put down the bridges between them and us so that we have an interaction, and I think this is very healthy, and this is a very, very important work we have to do here in Auroville, because how I see how little the villagers sometimes know about Auroville, and how big the walls are between us, and I think we really have to look how we can get rid of that walls and make the villagers to partners. Many guests, they are coming and they see that this is just a fantastic project, and it's even spreading now. Ruth Lamp is her name, I think. She comes from Canada, and She was so inspired, and she gave healing workshops in Tamarai for the women. I think 20 women showed up for a weekend for a healing workshop. And she was so inspired from this project, and so now she found another fantastic house there, what is not used since, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years. And she will make a healing center. She was in Canada, did the funds. There are many youth people also, they find a kind of platform, and they, like an example, I mean, it's really touching project, they have designed one day Adian Chavadi adventure experience, where they give a PowerPoint presentation about the history, about the culture of Tamil Nadu, and also Adian Chavadi, so we know a little bit then after what was the village about, and that there was a street from to Chennai went through Adian Chavadi, a main road, and this healing center, this was a hotel in the old times, and that there is a tree, it's nearly 1,000 year old, and they make a tour through Adian Chavadi and explain the style of the house and the traditional stuff, and so many people show up for these tours, and everybody is totally happy and touched about that, and they really learned a lot. They make a traditional lunch meal, and then they explain why to eat from a leaf and what effect this has. And this, they use this traditional ragi before they came with the white rice in contact. And yeah, they have nice stories about this lunch, and it's very exciting and interesting and delicious. Yeah, and it's an open space for people who can come and want to contribute, have ideas, or there are many, it's a platform, there are many possibilities, and it's a fantastic engagement for many people. It's joy.